Senior citizens should be wary of scams involving annuities and other types of financial fraud. About 60 people heard that message this afternoon at the Gulfport Senior Center during a discussion hosted by the Florida Department of Financial Services. Their outreach and education coordinator, Karen Bolin, helped organize the seminar called Safeguard Our Seniors, or SOS.
Which is an initiative that the Chief Financial Officer, Alex Sink, put together after hearing about so many issues regarding annuities and also some regarding reverse mortgages, wherein the seniors were not told ahead of time of all of the risks involved with those annuities.
Rock Roquet, an investigator with the Florida Department of Financial Services, warns that if a financial offer sounds too good to be true, it generally is.
Given the fact that people, elderly persons, if you will, are the ones that embrace persons on the basis of, oh, he's a nice guy, he's wonderful, they attend various seminars, and the salesperson go to these elderly people, and all of a sudden they're stuck. They buy something on the basis of emotion, logic winds up paying for it. The biggest challenge we're dealing with is when persons are motivated to change from one annuity company to another, no benefit to them. Commission salesperson makes a commission, and the individual winds up paying a surrender charge.
Roquet's advice to people in order to avoid any type of financial fraud is that any deal can wait a day while you check it out.
There are a lot of issues regarding signatures, delivery sheets that are required and are sometimes forged. There's also income verification. There are many issues that, as I always tell consumers, when you get a contract that has been issued by an insurance company, turn to the back of it, because within that contract there'll be a copy of the actual application. If the application does not say exactly what you said to the individual agent, then there's a problem and you need to notify the insurance company immediately.
The seminar topics included consumer protection, fraud prevention, and prosecution of fraud. Some of the seniors in attendance were there just to learn more about financial scams, some because of concerns that they might become victims.
Being I'm by myself, I like to know as much about it as I can. I have to look out for myself. I like to know what it's all about. I don't want to be scammed or anything like that. There's always scams going on that you don't know about. So that's why I'm here to find out about it.
Current status of the financial institutions, we're concerned about any of the offers we might get for annuities or other financial investments. And it might be helpful for us to screen those opportunities by listing the information we get here today. Well, as a matter of fact, we did get an annuity a few years ago. Fortunately, we did take the money out of the stock market. So no matter how bad the annuity is, it's worth more than it would have been in the stock market. But nonetheless, we should protect ourselves from occasions where we might lose money by virtue of that kind of transaction.
I do get so much of that mail, and I just want to know about it, that's all.
Well, it's an item you worry all the time, but I don't spend a lot of time worrying about it. Try to be aware, see if there is fraud involved. Sometimes you can't tell.
I haven't ever had any problems in that direction, but I don't want to have any. There are an awful lot of rascals out there. And if they're going to talk about investing and so forth, at least the problems associated with that, sure, I'd like to hear it.
Michael Byrne, a captain with the Division of Insurance Fraud in the state's Department of Financial Services, offers this advice for seniors and others to avoid scams.
We want them to not make an instant decision. We want them not to sign any paperwork that's not completed. We would like them to get copies of anything. We don't want them to divulge information until they're completely satisfied with the people they're dealing with, and we want them to look out for second opinions. We want them to, just don't rush into things and know that there's people in this particular agency, Department of Financial Services, is out there to help them and protect them.
Jason Oman is a consumer protection investigator in Pinellas County. His office has mediators to help people work through consumer disputes and can investigate crimes.
What they want to do is make sure that anytime they enter an agreement with an individual or business, they have that agreement in writing and that it doesn't ask for too much money up front beyond the ability for the person to pay at a comfortable level. And also make sure the person you're doing business with, whether it's an automotive repair facility or a contractor doing an addition on your home, they're properly licensed with the correct agencies.